We are going in the huddle to look at some power rankings as we go into NFL Week 12 of the season. And this is from Cody Benjamin of CBS Sports. On his list, Lamar Jackson is your number one QB. Joe Burrow, the Bengals. Josh Allen, the Bills. Jared Goff, Detroit Lions. Five is Justin Herbert, the Chargers. Six, Jalen Hurts. Seven, Jaden Daniels, the Commanders. Eight, Brock Purdy, 49ers. Nine, Kyler Murray, the Cardinals. 10, Patrick Mahomes of the Chiefs. If I scroll down a little further, 18. That is where Kirk Cousins sits on this list. And he has the only reason his Falcons might be safe atop the NFC is because of him. They are giving him credit for that because they do find themselves in a hole right now. But again, Cousins, 18th.
Yeah, and who would have thought? Who would have thought that anyone would have C.J. Stroud outside their top 10 going into the season? Because he's right above Kirk at 17.
But they also mentioned Kirk is third with turnovers, so he has 11 already
in
the season.
There's no doubt he's forced the ball, Tiff. There's no doubt he's had moments where he is. And that's kind of what Kirk is, though, right? I mean, you know when you have him that he's going to make some big plays. He's going to thread the needle in some tight windows.
Yeah.
And he's going to have a ton of yards and touchdown passes, and he's going to give you a chance to win every week. But he's also going to make some tight throws that go against you sometimes.
My question to you guys looking at this list is, given what we know about Kirk Cousins' skill set, is you know, his ability to read defenses but also lack of mobility – what other quarterback do you think is even comparable to what you'd love to see from Kirk Cousins? Like, if you could design it. Because I'm going down this list. He's not going to do what Lamar does. Joe Burrow, you know, he's elusive, but yeah, I would put them closer to one another. He's not Josh Allen. No. Jared Goff would probably be what I would design it as, because you're run first, you have electric running game, you can get north and south, you have a good offensive line, and he's going to, you know, do what he does. But he's not Justin Herbert, it's not Jalen Hurts, not Jaden Daniels, not Brock Purdy, not Kyler Murray, not Patrick Mahomes.
Most of these guys have something in common.
Right. Well, my thing is that there is mobility for a lot of these guys in the top 10. And, you know, you'd love to see Kirk have an uptick in that, or at least what they ask of him. So I'm just thinking, like, if you got the best version of Kirk Cousins, which other quarterback in the league would he look like? Which one would you love to see him look like, knowing what his limitations are?
That's a tough question, because, you know, I'm going through, and everybody that I look at can move a little bit. I mean, I think Kirk is better than Sam Darnold. And he hasn't had a game to me as bad as a game that's like Sam Darnold's had. Jared Goff's a good comp.
It's funny because I keep going back to, like, obviously C.J. Stroud doesn't move much. He can if he has to, but he doesn't. Same thing with Jordan Love. And, you know, on down to 19, Tua, which is right behind Kirk. Tua gets the ball out so fast, it's like he's turning a double play every time.
Yep, that's the main thing we talked about in our game this weekend. But again, he extended a couple of their drives with his legs.
Yeah.
So he's got that ability.
Well, we've seen Kirk do it, too. I mean, we saw Kirk make a run once. he even juked a guy out.
Yeah,
you know,
the double dunk.
And I think he's head and shoulders above Derek Carr. But Derek Carr, as far as the mobility and stuff, I don't think I've ever heard people say that Kirk throws hospital
nobody's
balls.
Nobody's going to mistake him for Josh Allen, old Derek Carr. I wonder, I guess my question really comes down to, what is the ceiling for a quarterback that plays with the style of Kirk Cousins?
Well, look, I think Jared Goff's season that he's having, and you look at numbers, they're not very far. Honestly, Kirk's got more passing yards. He's got less touchdowns and the same amount of interceptions.
Yeah, and you almost feel like that a lot of Jared Goff, because of the success of the team and because of how good their defense is.
Well, that's it. But they also can put up points, too. Jared Goff's year is reminding me a lot of Matt Ryan's MVP year. There are differences because I don't know. It's hard to tell, but with six games left, Matt was probably going to end up with more touchdowns that year, and Jared Goff already got more interceptions than Matt threw that year. But the reality is that I think that's the kind of year he's had. But he just has the defense is so good for that team that I think the offense doesn't feel the pressure. The problem for me right now with our team is our offense. You know, people talk about urgency. Maybe they're pressing too much. Or maybe the quarterback is pressing too much at times, and you saw it late in that game in Denver when they're down by a few scores, and he'll make a throw that he really doesn't need to make, and it turns it over. So
I didn't feel like they were pressing against Denver. I'm with you, though. But I don't blame them for feeling that way, because it feels like if you don't score a bunch of points right now, especially with all the injuries last week, you ain't going to win.
Oh, I'm not saying I blame them. I'm just saying I think that might be the case.
Right.